One of the biggest hiring sprees in the history of Western Massachusetts is underway. MGM has put out the help wanted sign at the $960 million casino resort that's scheduled to open in Springfield in September. MGM has announced more than 1,000 new openings on its employment website as it begins the first wave of mass hiring for the 3,000 jobs the company needs to fill at the region's first resort casino. Prior to Monday's announcement of the new employment opportunities, MGM officials spent months visiting schools, community centers, and even churches to talk up casino jobs.
We're very much boots on the ground.
Wanda Gisbert, Regional Vice President of Talent and Workforce Development for MGM, said before the first shovel of dirt was turned to construct the casino, the local labor market was analyzed to figure out what had to be done to fill jobs in an industry brand new to the state.
So in order to have that pipeline of talent ready, training needs to happen. So we're out in the community sharing information. There's videos on our website.
The company invested $500,000 to sponsor the new Holyoke Community College MGM Culinary Arts Institute, which opened in January. It helped develop a hospitality pre-apprenticeship program at the Springfield campus of Cambridge College. MGM is providing the training for table game dealers at the Massachusetts Casino Career Training Institute, the region's first gaming school, where classes started in February.
So there are jobs available in all areas. Training is now. This is when you need to be in a program.
Most of the 1,000 new job openings are in food and beverage, including cooks, servers, and bartenders. There are also openings in human resources, security, retail management, and hairstyling. MGM won't disclose what the jobs pay, except to say the hourly rate is above minimum wage and the average annual salary at the casino will be $40,000. One of the conditions of MGM's state casino license requires that at least 35% of the jobs be filled by Springfield residents. Gisbert said she's confident that requirement will be achieved.
Yes, and we definitely will hit those numbers. We are out there spreading the word.
MGM has partnered with community organizations to offer scholarships to low-income Springfield residents to take the necessary training courses. Anticipating the hiring of many single mothers, MGM is building an on-site childcare center that will be operated by Head Start. There is tuition reimbursement for people who graduate from the gaming school, get hired, and work for at least 1 year at the casino. MGM is looking to hire 450 table game dealers from the gaming school, which is operated jointly by Springfield Technical Community College and Holyoke Community College. Diane Garvey, who was recently laid off from a job in sales, is taking classes at the gaming school to get an audition as a dealer with MGM.
And this just looks like a great opportunity for me. It's right here in Springfield. It's not going anywhere, so it'll be exciting. Something fresh and new. Get to see people.
Casinos were sold to the voters of Massachusetts as job generators. MGM has employed 2,000 construction workers and is now set to fulfill its promise of 3,000 permanent jobs, according to MGM Springfield president Mike Mathis.
We want to make sure that we keep these benefits in Springfield.
Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno, who fought hard for the casino to be built in the heart of downtown, disputes critics who describe the jobs as low wage and dead end.
MGM is renowned in their treatment of their employees being able to rise through the ranks, and I think that's extremely important.
The unemployment rate in Springfield is 6.6%. The statewide jobless rate is 3.5%. Many of the casino jobs require a license or a registration with the Massachusetts Gaming Commission, which requires applicants to pass a criminal background check. The commission, at MGM's urging earlier this year, relaxed or eliminated the requirement for many jobs that don't come in contact with a casino floor or involve handling money. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.